Arizona teachers went on strike last year for better pay, among other things. And now a new poll shows widespread support for the tactic. Phi Delta Kappa International is a professional education association and has conducted the longest-running survey on attitudes toward public education across the country. The latest edition was released last night. It showed that 55% of teachers surveyed said they would strike for higher pay, and support increased to 67% among those who were paid less than $45,000 a year. PDK International CEO Josh Starr joins us now to talk about this finding and much more. Josh, welcome. What results stood out to you?
The fact that we have reaped what we've sown in public education over the last 20 years. You know, it's not a surprise that teachers feel so undervalued and so many are thinking about leaving, but it's kind of shocking in some ways because, you know, the fact is we're not funding our classrooms at a high enough rate. We're not paying our teachers enough. We are so relentlessly focused on standardized test scores in math and literacy, which are, of course, important. But we're underfunding our schools, and teachers see that, and they're not feeling supported, they're not feeling valued, and they're saying they are thinking about leaving in ways that aren't sustainable. People aren't encouraging their kids to go into teaching. Teachers aren't encouraging their kids to go into teaching. We're at a real crisis point.
It also seemed as though a pretty high percentage of parents or families would actually support the idea, at least, of teachers needing to walk out or strike in order to get higher pay or more funding for schools.
Yeah, well, parents get it, right? I mean, they see what's going on. They see the frustration amongst teachers. They see that there aren't enough funds, going into public schools. Kids aren't getting enough supports. Parents are being asked to cover basic costs all the time. And, you know, the interesting thing is at the local level, our results have consistently shown that people value their schools, they have confidence in their teachers at the local level. Nationally, people, of course, think that, you know, it's kind of like your congressman. I love my own congressman, but I don't like the ones that don't represent me. And so parents get it. They oftentimes move to a community for the schools. They have relationships with people in the schools. They see schools as, you know, the bedrock of the community. And they wish that the politicians would follow suit and actually give the teachers in the schools what they deserve and what we need to have a strong public education system in this country. So parents absolutely get it.
Josh, what do the poll results say about how teachers feel in terms of what their value, whether they are valued, and how much of that has to do with why we're seeing teacher shortages in so many places across the country?
Yeah, so I think this is where we see the quote-unquote crisis, right? Only half, about 52% of teachers say their community values them a great deal or a good amount. And much of that is related to pay. Teachers in districts that pay more tend to feel more valued, and that makes a lot of sense. But a lot of teachers just do not feel valued. And this is a real problem. And in the West, 47% feel fairly paid, whereas the Northeast, where pay is higher, teachers feel they're fairly paid and valued more.
What's the big takeaway for you in terms of what can be done, the message of the polling? If people were to look at it and say, this is going to drive me to action or not drive me to action, is there something that indicates to you whether we're moving in a particular direction?
I think there are three things that I take from it. One is we need to start paying teachers more, and we need to start investing more in schools. And oftentimes, unfortunately, state funding doesn't change until we see lawsuits. I'm not advocating for lawsuits, but it is the way state funding changes. So we can't wait for that. So as we try to address that issue around funding, both supporting schools in general and paying teachers more, there are some things we can be doing as schools. I mean, school boards, superintendents, local communities, principals can create the kind of working conditions for teachers that will make them feel valued and supported, support their professional learning, support collaboration, recognize that attending to the whole child is as important as scores on mathematics and literacy, state tests.
Any reason to think we're at kind of a perfect storm? Does it feel like more people are rowing in the same direction on this or no?
I wish that were the case, but history tells us that everything regresses to the mean. And, you know, while there may, you know, look, there was A Nation at Risk in 1983. There was Sputnik, you know, years before that. There was the standards movement in the 90s. You know, now it's everyone claims that the jobs of the future haven't been invented yet, so we have to change the education system. And then everything just kind of goes along and nothing changes. And part of that is because of the hyper-local control. You know, schools are run by local school boards and local school districts. And remember also that schools, many schools serve affluent kids and white kids very well. And a lot of them have a lot of power. And the kids that aren't being served well are African-American kids, Latino kids, Native American kids, students with disabilities, English language learners, students who are vulnerable and need school more. And they don't have the political power necessarily to get the sorts of funding that's necessary and the sort of instruction that's necessary in order to turn the tide. So I wish that were the case, but I've seen it too often that, you know, every so often says, now things are going to change and nothing really changes because the people that are in power oftentimes want to keep that power. And that sounds somewhat cynical, perhaps, but I imagine that might be what we see now.
Josh Starr is CEO of PDK International. We've been talking about their annual poll on attitudes toward public education. Josh, thank you for the time.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
And here in Arizona, Marisol Garcia has been at the forefront of the movement to improve public schools. She's the vice president of the Arizona Education Association and one of the champions of last year's statewide teacher walkout. That strike lasted 6 days, frustrating lawmakers opposed to the tactic. And this year, when another strike appeared to still be on the table, opponents warned teachers they risked losing the public support if they tried it again. But Garcia told us the PDK's survey results clearly don't support that. She said the data solidified what teachers stood for last year when they walked out of their classrooms and confirmed the public support.
Every parent knows what it feels like at the beginning of the year to go buy supplies for the school because the school can't provide them. Every parent knows that, you know, having a great teacher in the classroom is so important to their kids. So they joined along with us, and I don't think they ever stopped fighting.
And you are listening to the show.